Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are taking a look at beating diabetes for our health matters for this hour, featuring Miss Cheryl Crow singing Walk On By. Of course, this was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David for Dionne Warwick, who did a great job with it too. But this hour, I just want to feature some songs that are covered, some songs done by other than the original artist. And so, Cheryl Crow singing Walk On By. All right, so we'll hear more from Cheryl Crow shortly. Right now, just to kind of bring you up to speed, if you're just now joining us for the day, as we're talking about diabetes, the focus is what we can consume, what the person who has diabetes can consume in order to help deal with, cope with diabetes. And when I say cope with, particularly bring down the A1C levels, and bring down the blood sugar levels. So we've looked at so far bitter melon. We've taken a look at the benefit of magnesium supplements. We've also taken a look at a very interesting one. This is something that is so readily accessible. A combination of warm milk with cinnamon and honey. All of these and the others that I'll be talking about are reported to have been borne out by medical evidence that these really do work. As I mentioned before, I still agree with those who say be about the business of checking with your doctor. Talk with your doctor. Talk with your doctor. Talk with your doctor. But be specific. Let them know. Let her know which of these singular, which of these plural you're interested in trying, and get the feedback from your doctor. All right, so those are three. Now, we were focusing on the warm milk with cinnamon and honey. We were talking about its relationship to the Somogyi effect, S-O-M-O-G-Y-I, Somogyi effect. The warm milk with cinnamon and honey is reported to prevent the Somogyi effect. And again, by way of review, especially for those of you who weren't here with us when we were first talking about this, this Somogyi effect happens when excess insulin builds up in your bloodstream overnight due to the use of long-acting insulin, or maybe because someone forgot to take a bedtime snack. All that can help, and all of that should be able to help balance blood sugar levels. Excess insulin builds up, or the person forgot the bedtime snack. The blood sugars drop while you're sleeping, and then stored blood sugars are released into the blood. That's the Somogyi effect. That is a rare, yet most common. It's rare. It's a rare effect, and that's a good thing. The Somogyi effect is rare, but it's most common in people with type 1 diabetes, according to a paper published in May 2013 in the journal Diabetic Medicine. It also differs from the dawn phenomenon, which is another process that leads to high morning blood sugar, that occurs due to an increase in the hormones that the body naturally releases to help you wake up. Whether you're diabetic or not, this happens to help everyone get up in the morning, according to Dr. DeRocha. But when someone is diabetic, their body doesn't produce enough insulin, or the insulin is not able to respond in time to counteract the release of blood sugars. So, in drinking the warm milk mixture, you're preventing overnight hypoglycemia and morning hyperglycemia. So again, your warm milk mixture, warm milk, cinnamon, honey. That prevents overnight hypoglycemia, and it prevents morning hyperglycemia. For people who are struggling with high blood sugar in the morning, for whatever reason, the cinnamon milk honey mixture may or may not be a great idea. Every person with diabetes will be different, so it's important to consult your certified diabetes educator or registered dietitian. You know, speaking of registered dietitians, they know so much about the human body and what will work for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you very often have conversations with registered dietitians. If at all possible, while you're talking with your doctor, let your doctor know that you'd also like to talk with a registered dietitian to get some more information about eating habits, and ask your doctor to write a consult. Because if it's for your medical well-being, your doctor may be able to write a consult, which in turn may lead to insurance helping to pay the cost of the consult with the dietitian. So just let your doctor know, hey, you know what? I'd like to build this team. So would you, this team of people who are working with me, professionals working with me, helping me get my health as good as it can possibly be, can you refer me to a registered dietitian? Okay. If you find yourself still dealing with morning highs, consider eating a bedtime snack with 15 to 30 grams of carbohydrates that includes lean protein or heart-healthy fat. And you remember which fats are the heart-healthy ones. The unsaturated fats, which are the monounsaturated fats, the polyunsaturated fats. So protein or healthy fat as a bedtime snack. The protein or the healthy fat can help delay the impact of carbs on your blood sugar because they take longer to digest than carbs. Honey and milk are both added sugars and carbohydrates. So therefore, adding them along with a lean protein for bedtime snack could help people with diabetes avoid high morning blood sugar. All right. For everyday diabetes management that is not related to morning highs, don't mix the milk, honey, and cinnamon together. Dr. DeRocha says that while cinnamon and tea are part of a diabetes-friendly diet because they're naturally calorie-free, honey and full-fat milk can nullify the blood sugar-regulating benefits of the drink. So when a person with diabetes adds honey, a natural sweetener with carbohydrates and sugar, or milk, a carbohydrate food source that has natural dairy sugar or lactose, it will then impact the blood sugar. Okay, how many of you are saying, well, you know what? I like the taste of milk and honey, and I have on occasion sprinkled a little bit of cinnamon in it. Something about cinnamon. I don't really want to just give up cinnamon altogether. So what do you say about cinnamon? Well, here's what they're saying. Cinnamon alone can potentially help lower blood sugar. Yet cinnamon taken alone can be a great addition to the diabetes diet. That's because some research suggests cinnamon may help regulate blood sugar in people with type 2 diabetes. A review that was published in September 2013 in the journal Annals of Family Medicine noticed that cinnamon may lower fasting glucose levels. It may reduce LDL, what some people call the bad cholesterol levels, and not affect your A1C. Dr. DeRocha also says that cinnamon does not give any carbohydrate or sugar calories to increase human blood sugar, but it still gives you that taste of sweetness that you may be craving. She recommends adding cinnamon to help add a punch of sweetness to yogurt, cereal, oatmeal, cottage cheese, tea, or coffee. Adding cinnamon to peanut butter to dip apples into or to use as a spread could work for you. It can be a great addition to baking, where you can cut added sugars from the recipe. I think it's a good thing that we have different ways of consuming these products. And who knows, you might discover a way that really works for you. Not all tastes are going to appeal to everyone. Find what works for you. All right, so we have bitter melon. We have magnesium supplements, warm milk with cinnamon and honey. We have cinnamon alone. How about this one? Chromium picolinate supplements to help with insulin production. That has resulted in lower blood sugar readings. Chromium picolinate supplements have helped to lower blood sugar readings. Shelby Miller says this helps with what a study published in the journal Diabetes suggested, that the picolinate form of the mineral may help people with type 2 diabetes improve their A1C readings, their glucose tolerance, their insulin production, and cholesterol. Robin Foratan, who's a registered dietitian and a holistic health counselor based in New York City, explains that while it's unclear exactly how chromium works, the mineral appears to enhance insulin's signaling activity and ultimately lower blood sugar. Not only that, but there's evidence that people with a chromium deficiency tend to have elevated blood sugars or they're insulin resistant. So, how much chromium do you need to take to reap these possible benefits? Well, Foratan recommends 200 to 500 micrograms of chromium picolinate per day. Too much chromium can actually worsen blood sugar control, though toxicity is rare. But just remember that rule of thumb, that if some is good, much more has to be better. Not necessarily. Remember, that is not necessarily true. In fact, in many cases, that's not true. So, you don't want to overdo it. The best way to tell whether you're deficient in chromium is to try adding it to your diet and seeing how it affects your blood sugar levels. With clearance from your medical team, you want to always be working with your medical team. Consider supplementing your diet with a multivitamin. Depleted stores of any trace mineral can have big impacts on how the body functions. And because different minerals affect each other's absorption, taking these minerals together in a multivitamin or multi-mineral is ideal. I know that there's ongoing debate as to whether multivitamins and multi-minerals really help. I tell you, I'm not really clear on why there is some commentary that multivitamins, multi-minerals aren't really helpful. I mean, I understand that people say, you know, we get enough of what we need in our foods, but it seems like that's not the case. So anyway, as always, you decide. Chromium can be taken in the yeast form and is found naturally in brewer's yeast. All right, so green tea. How many of you enjoy green tea? Do you drink tea at all? If you do drink tea at all, and when I say tea at all, I mean there are so many different flavors of tea, so many different types of tea. Well, they're saying that green tea can control blood glucose and possibly lower diabetes risk. Green tea contains polyphenols, which are antioxidants that can boost our metabolism and inhibit the enzyme amylase, which turns carbs into glucose. This in turn could decrease the breakdown and absorption of glucose into the blood, according to Dr. DeRocha. There was a study that was published in April 2016 in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine that supported the idea of tea for better diabetes management. To draw their data, researchers analyzed 25 Japanese communities, not just Japanese individuals now, but 25 Japanese communities, and found that drinking tea was inversely associated with diabetes risk. Meantime, a study published in the journal Phytochemistry suggested that green tea may help control glucose in addition to lowering the risk of heart disease and promoting weight loss. Wow. Okay. So, you have those. And again, this Health Matters discussion is all about diabetes, beating diabetes, coping well with diabetes. The focus, of course, on what we can consume to help with it. So, what were some of those things we can consume? Can you give me two of them? All right. There you go. Bitter melon. That's right. Magnesium supplements. Good. All right. Yes. Some of you are saying, yeah, I remember this one because I'm thinking about trying it. Warm milk with cinnamon and honey. And once you hear that one, warm milk with cinnamon and honey, it just about takes you automatically to another one that we talked about, cinnamon alone. Yes. Then chromium picolinate supplements and green tea. So, as a wrap-up, here's some things that you want to consider when it comes to trying an alternative diabetes treatment. These tips have indeed proven successful to some people, as we mentioned earlier, but it's important to consult your medical team before you incorporate any major changes into your diet and your lifestyle, especially when it comes to alternative treatments. According to Emmy Sewell, who's a registered dietitian at the Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston, because supplements are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration like regular drugs are, their quality and their dosages are uncertain. It's also important to consider how supplements may negatively interact with your current diabetes or other medication. For example, without knowing what supplements you're on, your doctor may prescribe a drug that lowers blood sugar, and the medication may drop your blood sugar too much. There are other issues that could affect the success of the therapies. If you're not deficient in magnesium, for example, taking a supplement might not help you at all. And even if you are, you might need to take above the recommended dose to see results. Furthermore, studies have produced conflicting results on whether supplements are at all beneficial for people, regardless of whether they have diabetes. That's not to say they don't help, but to date, research studies have not established that this is the case. And as a result, the American Diabetes Association does not recommend them. More for Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. in just a few.